Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, the Mills of God and History. Today, we continue our trek through modern Korean history via Bradley Martin. We're in the 80s. In 1985, North Korea signs the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. "We promise not to encourage this sort of weaponry any longer," they say. But no one is allowed in at first to see that they're really keeping their promise. They do actually process uranium during the 80s, and in 1991 it's clear that North Korea is testing weapons. And in their thinking, none too soon. Here comes the first Iraq War. The North must have had a jolt during this time, watching equipment similar to theirs being chewed up by America's power. In 1992, North Korea continues to lose support from and ties with communist countries. Even China normalizes relationships with Seoul. Thus comes the idea of economic zones. From 1990, the economy has been shrinking, maybe 30% in 1992 alone. China and Russia are demanding hard currency settlements to some seriously outstanding debts. Up to half of North Korea's factories have shut down. Energy is shrinking by the day. The pressure is on. It's obvious that capitalistic enterprises will bring in the cash flow. But in a communist country? The government solves this dilemma with the opening of zones of free trade and business. Tiny sections of the country, as the East Coast Rajin Sonbong sector, are essentially cut off from the mainland, and enterprising capitalists from other countries are allowed to come in and have limited growth. Investors are lured in to help save the day. In the midst of all of this restructuring and chaos, Eastern Europe falls. Dictators are assassinated or run from power. North Korea panics. Though some inspections have been allowed, by 1993 North Korea withdraws from the treaty altogether, and Kim Jong-il is basically in charge, with Kim Il-sung serving more as advisor than anything. The Sun turns the government from being a communist party dictatorship to being a military dictatorship. Well, someone said the mills of God and of history grind slowly, but exceedingly fine. Who could have foretold such a long and drawn-out history of a nation such as North Korea? Yet slowly and surely God has His perfect will in this land. The evil will be judged. The saints will be perfected, purged, made white. They would tell us they are content with Jesus. And yet we're commanded to remember the prisoners, and so we do. Remember those who have been caught up in this massive machine of war and strife and political enigma. Remember that for naming the name of Christ, our brothers in this historic land suffer greatly. Well, thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for other blogs, current North Korean news, many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We want to provide everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, the land of morning calm.